At Emmaus, the resurrected Jesus walked with disciples so dejected, so sorrowful, that they did not even recognize him. Their dreams shattered. They only sought escape from their pain. But their hearts were strangely warmed by this passerby. Inviting him to dinner, they found themselves face to face with the one they loved but never really understood. Stay with us. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Today's message is taken from Luke chapter 24. Dr. Lutzer comes now to tell us more about resurrected dreams and the central lesson the risen Christ drove home in the hearts of those disciples.
He's saying to them, you should have known that first of all, he must suffer and then enter into glory. You're right about all the prophecies about political deliverance. You're right about the fact that someday the law shall go forth from Zion and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. You're right about that great days are coming. But the suffering comes first. The grime comes before the glory, and the cross has to come before the crown. The order is important. Today we have television preachers that tell us that we can be healed whenever we want to be, that we can have wealth whenever we want to be. And they're right that the Bible talks about these things. But they forget the fact that, first of all, in this life we must be willing to suffer. This is a life that is not easy, but the suffering eventually leads to glory. There are some people who want it all right now. They say, give it to me now. And they're confused regarding the order of how it is to occur. And so the scripture says, first of all, there is suffering, and then there is glory. And what Jesus is saying to these disciples whose dreams have been shattered, as he speaks to us as well, is this. Remember the promises of scripture, and we do not interpret this life simply on the basis of what we see. There's a life to come. There is glory that lies ahead. We do live in a Good Friday world, to be sure, where there is injustice and cruelty and bloodshed and violence, and we do all that we possibly can to overcome it. But at the end of the day, we know that there is going to be this until this world ends. And in the meantime, we look to the glory that shall be revealed. And it is that gives us hope. God doesn't have to answer all of our prayers now to be faithful to his promises. And so Jesus says to them, first of all, you have to believe in the promises of God. But you say, well, Pastor Lutzer, does that mean all that we can do now is to simply grin and bear it and wait for the future? No, there's another part to Jesus Christ's answer. You'll notice the scripture says that, verse 28, as they approached the village to which they were going, Jesus acted as if he were going farther. But they urged him strongly and said, stay with us, for it is nearly evening. The day is almost over. So he went to stay with them. While he was at the table with them, he took bread and gave thanks and broke it and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened and they recognized him. And he disappeared out of their sight. Wow, what a story. Isn't it interesting that the one who is invited in, he's invited as a guest, he now becomes the host. The one who is invited to receive is now the one to give. And as he breaks bread, they say, this is Jesus. Very probably because as they saw his hands, they saw the nail scars. And they remembered, this one is the Messiah. We're in the presence of the one whom we love. Our dreams weren't shattered after all. And then suddenly, boom, Jesus disappears. You say, well, Pastor Lutzer, do you actually believe this story? That Jesus disappeared? The answer is yes, because, you know, his body was a resurrected body. It had a different molecular structure. He could go through doors. He couldn't be in two places at one time with that body, but he could travel very quickly from one place to another. Some of you who are visiting here today may wonder, what kind of a place is Moody Church anyway? What do you all believe? You're wondering. So just to clarify, I wanted you to know that we actually believe this stuff here at Moody Church. Because we believe in a resurrected Savior who is capable of all kinds of miracles. And so Jesus disappears, and the Bible says that they say to one another, "Were not our hearts burning within us while He talked to us on the road and opened the Scriptures to us?" That's why we were so intrigued. That's why He knew so much. That's why He was able to get it right. And then we read that that very evening, they got up and returned once again to Jerusalem. It didn't matter whether thieves were along the way. It didn't matter whether it was dark. Didn't matter whether they were tired. They'd already walked the 7 miles. They had just completed the journey. But you know, there's something about meeting Jesus that makes you want to go find someone else to tell about Jesus. And as a result of that, they go back. And they're saying to everyone, guess what? The risen Christ appeared to us. It says that there they found the 11 and those with them assembled together saying, it's true. The Lord has risen and appeared to Simon. And then the two told what happened on the way and how Jesus was recognized by them when He broke bread. And now notice in verse 36. While they were still talking about this, Jesus Himself stood among them and said to them, peace be unto you. If the first answer to shattered dreams is to properly interpret and believe the promises of Scripture, the second is the reminder of the fact that Jesus Christ is with us among His people. He is with His people in body. He is with His people in spirit. And He says to us today, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. Depend upon it. I have not left you alone. I will come to you. In fact, Jesus said that the reason I'm going to heaven is so that I can give the Holy Spirit of God who will come and indwell the lives of all those who know Christ as Savior. And as a result, you can be assured of My presence. I am with you till the end of the world. Let's boil this down where we are today so that we can pick our own shattered dreams up off the floor and understand its relevance to us today. First of all, I want us to realize that when Jesus was raised from the dead in that resurrection, He brought every one of our shattered dreams with Him. And He took those shattered dreams and He will someday give us their fulfillment. Just like you find that God would not create a fish unless He created water so that the fish would have a place to swim. In the very same way, God would not have created these longings for the eternal, these desires. He would not have given those to us unless there was a place where those desires would be fulfilled. What is your deep desire today? What is your shattered dream? Is it a physical problem? Is it because of the fact that maybe you have been involved in some tragedy? Maybe you are suffering from some illness. Maybe the doctor came to you and told you things about your body that you thought could only be true of someone else. And you say to yourself, oh, this is the end. I begin to see the end coming. I will never be able to enjoy life again. I want you to know today that when Jesus was raised from the dead, with that resurrection, He gave a promise of health, of beauty, of strength. All that we need to do is to look at how Jesus Christ's body functioned. With that tremendous power that we spoke about, the ability to say the word and to go from one place to another. And we shall be like Him, the Bible says, for we shall see Him as He is. Like Christ. You want to know what you're going to look like? Just look at the resurrected Jesus. You'll notice in the text, incidentally, that our resurrection body will have flesh and bones. It says in verse 37, Jesus is speaking, "Look at my hands and my feet. It is I myself. Touch me." A ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see I have. We're not going to be ghosts someday. Aren't you glad for that? We're going to have resurrected bodies. In fact, he showed them his hands and his feet, and while they did not, could scarcely believe because of joy and amazement, he says to him, and this will be of great comfort to many of you, "Is there anything here to eat?" And he ate with them, so we will even eat with our resurrection body. Say, I have one great dream, and that is for good food. It's coming. Some of you say, "My shattered dream is my family. I've been betrayed in relationships. I feel lonely. I feel as if there's a part of me that is missing." You'll notice that Jesus gathers the disciples here and he eats with them as a sign of fellowship. And you remember what he said to Mary? He said, "Mary, don't touch me because I'm ascending to my Father and to your Father and to your God and my God." Think that through. He's saying, "Mary, I want you to know from now on, God, of course, is my Father, but he's your Father too. And that means that you and I are brother and sister. We are now members of the same family. We are brought into the fellowship of believers. And this begins already on this earth and will eventually be completed, because one of the things that will happen in heaven is this, that the intimacy that you now enjoy with the nuclear family, those of you who have good families, that intimacy is now going to be broadened to include all the people of God, so that we will have fellowship not only with Jesus Christ, but with one another. The deepest longings of the human heart for acceptance and belongingness are met by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. You say, "Oh, Pastor Lutzer, my dream has been shattered. My dream was to have some wealth and some security." You know what it says about those who are redeemed? It says, "He who overcomes, I shall give to him all things." Because we are brothers of Christ, we are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. And every shattered dream will someday be put back together and fulfilled. Well, this is Pastor Lutzer, and I want to conclude today by reminding you that life is short and eternity is long. And oftentimes when our dreams are shattered in this life, we forget that there is another life coming. Eternity is on the way. And because God is generous, I believe that He is going to make up for the suffering and the disappointment of this life with a privilege that we will have to see Jesus, to worship Him, and to serve Him all of our days. Bottom line, better days are coming. God bless you. See you next time.
Thank you, Dr. Lutzer. Erwin Lutzer has brought part two of a message on resurrected dreams. Monday, more on the dreams Jesus brings back to life, then and now. Running to Win comes to you from the Moody Church in Chicago. This week's Palm Sunday and Resurrection Sunday messages will be sent on CD as our thank you when you give a gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Just call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw, all one word, .com. Or write to Running to Win at Box 11174, Chicago, Illinois, 60611. This is Dave McAllister. Join the Moody Choir and Orchestra for Monday's special Resurrection Edition of Running to Win.